Liz Cheney, accused of destroying 117 January 6 files, says she should not go to jail. By Wendell Hasebo on December 9, 2024. Liz Cheney, a former member of the partisan January 6 committee, said Monday that she should not go to jail for allegedly destroying 117 of the panel's files. President-elect Donald Trump accused members of the partisan panel on Sunday of destroying committee evidence that he said exonerated him from allegations of wrongdoing. The accusation came after Representative Barry Loudermilk, RGA, who led the House Administration Committee's oversight investigation, said in January his computer forensic investigators discovered that 117 files went missing, presumably deleted or encrypted by the panel's members. It's obvious that the J6 committee went to great lengths to prevent Americans from seeing certain documents produced in their investigation, Loudermilk told Fox News. It also appears that Benny Thompson and Liz Cheney intended to obstruct our subcommittee by failing to preserve critical information and videos as required by House rules. When interviewed by NBC's Kristen Welker, Trump said members of the committee should go to jail for what they did. Cheney did something that's inexcusable, along with Thompson and the people on the UN Select Committee of Political Thugs and, you know, creeps. Trump was referring to committee chair Representative Benny Thompson, DMS. They deleted and destroyed all evidence. Just remember, the Unselect Committee, a year and a half of sworn testimony. And after getting all of the testimony, they deleted it, wait, and they destroyed almost everything, Trump explained. There's nothing left. It's unprecedented, and they deny you do that. In a civil case, you go to jail. Cheney, who enriched herself in Congress before leaving in defeat, said, Trump's suggestion that members of Congress who later investigated his illegal and unconstitutional actions should be jailed is a continuation of his assault on the rule of law and the foundations of our republic, The New York Times reported. Donald Trump knows his claims about the Select Committee are ridiculous and false, as has been detailed extensively, including by Chairman Thompson, she continued. Cheney claimed, there is no conceivably appropriate factual or constitutional basis for what Donald Trump is suggesting, a Justice Department investigation of the work of a congressional committee, and any lawyer who attempts to pursue that course would quickly find themselves engaged in sanctionable conduct. Trump suggested that maybe President Joe Biden should preemptively pardon Cheney and others from the committee. Democrats and media allies have urged the president to do so. Biden can give him a pardon if he wants to, Trump told NBC News's Kristen Welker. And maybe he should. So you think Liz Cheney should go to jail? Welker asked Trump. Anybody who voted in favor, Trump replied. Are you going to direct your FBI director and your attorney general to send them to jail? She followed up. Not at all, Trump said. I think that they'll have to look at that, they can do whatever they want. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.